Governor?
Hey, Joel.
Yeah, thank you, Governor. Thanks for coming on. This is in your state now. What steps could the state possibly take if this continued on, or if we see, as in other cities, this happen two nights in a row?
Well, I remain optimistic in the North Dakotans taking control of their own destiny. I think, as the mayor just said, we've got indication that a lot of this is coming from people that aren't from North Dakota. And we're already seeing on social media that people are forming groups to, you know, people that marched this morning and said, hey, we were about, you know, one humanity all coming together. And they're forming up to form a group to come down to downtown Fargo tomorrow to help on cleanup. I mean, that's what real North Dakotans are doing, because they've got pride in their community. They care about their neighbors versus, you know, what it appears to be, you know, senseless destruction. And so, you know, just remain deeply hopeful and confident in the goodness of the people in North Dakota is going to prevail over this, like we have over so many other things.
Governor Burgum being right where he's needed right now, right in the city of Fargo. Governor, is there been any talk in your office about the potential of having to get, or has there been any organization where you would have to use or at least make ready the National Guard?
Well, we just are in the process of responding to that request. We've received requests from the city of Fargo, city of West Fargo, and Cass County asking for assistance. And so we are working on that. If we get to that, it would be in a support role, the kinds of things that guard, because of course the guard wouldn't have any arrest authority. That we leave that for law enforcement. We've got terrific law enforcement in this state, and what I've said to all of them, we've already got one funeral coming up on Tuesday for Officer Olte in Grand Forks. We don't need another one, so we want all of our law enforcement officers to be safe out there in the face of this violence. But we've got sheriff's departments, Cass County Sheriff, West Fargo Police, Fargo Police, and surrounding counties are already here converging. A team from North Dakota Highway Patrol is coming in to help, but there potentially is a role for North Dakota National Guard to help on support roles like protecting Fargo Fire Department if they're called into action tonight.
Governor Burgum, I know that Governor Walz has spoke to you and asked for any help that you could possibly give. Are there any lessons that we've learned from what's happening in downtown Minneapolis, and how did that conversation go?
Well, we had a short, brief conversation today, and I think the, you know, in our hearts go out to our neighbors all around us as this violence spreads across the country, and we want to be as good a neighbors as we can. You know, there's just, so I'd say, some math that's against us in the sense that there's probably more law enforcement already in the Twin Cities, I'm sure of, than we have in the entire state of North Dakota when you count everybody down to our park rangers and corrections officials. So when they've been overwhelmed, it's a you know, a much larger and significant force. There is we've been able to send equipment, as I know some other neighboring states have, but at least for today, we had to let them know that we needed to keep our people here in case something like this happened. So right now we're grateful that we had the resources here, but this is a challenge for law enforcement all over the country when resources are overwhelmed.
I don't doubt that one bit, Governor. And I think it's great that all these states are communicating together, because clearly this is spilling over to other states. When you look at this as a whole, there's going to be a lot of damage, Governor. How do we deal with that collectively as a state? Is there ways for the state to help these businesses?
Well, I think the thing I want to say first is, you know, there was some protests that were either organized or tried to be organized in Minot and Grand Forks and Bismarck. And at least as far as I know, largely those were all done peacefully. And again, we certainly believe in free speech. We believe in the right to protest. We believe in the right for people to assemble. I mean, those are fundamental rights of our nation. We want to protect those. But when we get into this, you know, situation like we have here in downtown Fargo, part of what was precipitated tonight is when protesters climbed on top of police cars and stomped on them until they broke the windows out when there were policemen inside. And you can only imagine that must be, if you're one of the individuals inside that car being attacked by a mob. But determined to try to create a confrontation. And again, I don't think these are North Dakotans that were doing that activity. So we'll have to make sure we get through this thing first. And when we get done, we can sort it out and take a look at some of the economic solutions. But right now, we want to protect our citizens' lives and make sure that we're protecting the lives of all these dedicated peace officers that we have in North Dakota. And peace officer is the right word because that's what they want in North Dakota. They want to keep the peace. They want to serve and protect. And it's unfortunate this this form of violence without a request. If you said, hey, if you offered to meet with them, I've been asking all day long, what do the protesters want? And if they wanted to meet, I'd be happy to meet with them. But the answer that's, coming back is more what they want to do is burn and loot, which isn't much there. In terms of ability to open space for a dialogue, which is, again, if anybody's out there that's listening on that side, we would certainly, the mayor and myself would be happy to sit down and talk to anybody about any concerns they've got.
Well, you have a history of that, Governor. I mean, you went down and you ended the DAPL protest. That was, I think, one of the finer moments that I've seen. And so is there anything that you or Mayor Mahoney are discussing in regards to whether or not this, as it slows down tonight, could crank back up, as you know, has happened in other cities?
Well, I think there's... Again, I'm optimistic about the people in North Dakota, that the people in North Dakota, this is their community. They want to stand. They got pride in their community. They care about their community. And I think we're fortunate. I think the number of people that are actually actively engaged in this is less than a couple hundred. And I hopefully they can be either encouraged to go back to peaceful protestings or be encouraged to go do it someplace else, because this is not the North Dakota way here.
Yeah. Governor, I know you have to get going. I just want to say that you have this tool anytime you need it. If you or Mayor Mahoney need to call in to KFGO to get word out, any way that we can possibly help, we will. Thank you, Governor.
Well, thank you, Joel. You always do a great job in helping getting information out to the people, and that's been important through the whole COVID, and it's certainly important tonight, so thank you.
Well, thanks for being in Fargo to help out. Thank you, Governor. Yep.